Unit Test 1.
Good morning, listeners. In today's programme, I'm talking to Dr. Edward Clyde, a psychologist and the author of a book about the different personality types of holidaymakers. Good morning, Dr. Clyde.
Good morning.
I have to admit, I found your book very interesting and absolutely hilarious. But I don't think that that was the main reason you wrote it, was it?
Thank you. Well, I'm glad that you found the book entertaining. But going on holiday is a serious issue, and the wrong attitude may cause a number of problems. The book is basically meant to make travellers think about how their dominant personality traits may affect their vacation. It might also be useful in choosing the right company for your holiday to avoid disappointment and conflicts.
So, can you tell us about the more common personality types, please?
Sure. Let's take the timekeeper type, for example. They always stick to a carefully planned itinerary. That might not be so bad in itself, but timekeepers often overdo the planning. They're constantly in a rush, hurrying themselves and those with them to keep to the schedule of sightseeing trips, lunches, excursions, and the like. They never do anything on impulse and often ruin their holiday just because they're unable to break away from their planned routine.
Not the best company for a holiday. What about some other types?
Another common type is the texter. Texters are often unaware of the fact that they're uncomfortable about leaving their familiar environment. To make up for it, they keep in touch with it all the time by sending messages, emails, and tweets back to their family and friends. Logging on to their office mailbox while on the beach is nothing odd for them. No wonder those traveling with a texter will often feel ignored.
Terrible. They should get a digital detox, I believe.
Exactly. Now, another type is the hippie. Unlike the timekeeper, the hippie never plans anything properly. "I'll figure it out when I get there," is what a hippie type thinks. There's some similarity between the hippie and another type called the underpacker, who always fails to pack essential items for the holiday. As you can imagine, both of these types waste a lot of their precious holiday time and budget to compensate for their lack of suitable preparation.
What general advice can you give to such travellers?
Well, read my book for specific tips for each of the personality types. But speaking more seriously, I don't try to make people change their personality. Holidays should be a time of relaxation, not a struggle. The most important thing is to be aware of those habits which might spoil your holiday, and try to do away with them, at least for the holiday. So, if you're a timekeeper, for example, do something crazy for once.
Thank you very much, Dr. Clyde.